Hello and welcome to PharmaLex Talks podcast. Today I'm speaking with Stefan Hutter about the next frontier in outsourcing, the management of established marketed products, an area that is poised to reap the most benefit as pressure grows to sustain revenue while keeping maintenance costs low. Stefan is Director Global Program Management of PharmaLex, where he is the end-to-end outsourcing solution lead, supporting clients with development, strategy, and implementation. Stefan has worked in regulatory affairs for more than 10 years and has experience in CMC, maintenance, and full regulatory product responsibility in the EU and worldwide. Welcome, Stefan, and thank you for taking the time to share your knowledge with our audience.
Hello, Kim, and thank you for the introduction.
Let's begin by looking at how pharmaceutical outsourcing has been viewed in the past and the ways in which it is changing.
Yes, of course. I think it's worth remembering that outsourcing has been a hot trend since the 1980s. In fact, I think for the past 40 years, the pharma industry has viewed outsourcing as a way to gain access to specialized domain expertise across geographic regions and, of course, to achieve cost savings, particularly given the highly complex and diverse regulatory environment in which they operate. So companies basically outsource a wide range of different processes that can come from clinical development throughout to manufacturing. But I believe that there is still a lot of opportunities to take a greater advantage of outsourcing in order to sustain revenue, keep the maintenance costs low, but also ensure compliance of especially established product portfolios. So basically the idea is that a trusted third party partner can provide a tailored service model that taps into the teams of experts, providing headquarter but also in-country expertise, which is often then complemented by capacities to near and offshore certain activities, particularly if we talk here about routine functions. The objective of this approach is to provide a well-run program where actually the vendor company takes over the responsibilities of a certain portfolio, and then the vendor provides the expertise, the knowledge, but also innovation. And innovation is particularly interesting because combining this with a very efficient working approach and also including near and offshoring will lead ultimately to long-term cost reductions and efficiency gains. And that is actually what many companies nowadays seek when we talk about established product portfolios. Another advantage of this approach is that companies can empower their own employees, and they can then and let them focus on their core activities and actually only focus on those strategic decisions that they need to make, and not too much focus on their routine activities that they often have with a product portfolio which is rather established. So this next stage in outsourcing is about the maintenance and strategic management of a mature product portfolio in ways that allow pharma companies to become more agile enterprises.
Thank you for that, Stefan. When you refer to the mature portfolio, what do you mean, and why is the management of this portfolio particularly difficult to do in-house?
I think when we talk about mature product portfolio, this those products which are often still sold in a substantial volume, but nevertheless, they're well established because they have been on the market for a long time. So they normally have a defined safety profile and also a rather mature life cycle management in that case. These mature products or established products, depends on how you call them, they can often be an important revenue stream for the companies. But also, on the other hand side, they can have a lot of prestige for the company. And of course, we should not forget that they may support they may be tricky products in the countries where the health authorities request to stay them on the market. However, we all know that maintaining these products is rather time consuming. So the companies must perform a variety of activities, going from pharmacovigilance to, of course, regulatory tasks, keeping the dossier and the label up to date and having those regular updates. And this actually amounts to a high amount of work, especially because those products are often licenses around the globe, meaning that they have a lot of licenses in the world. So the compliance is, of course, mandatory, and especially now when we talk about the regulated areas. And we see a strong trend that actually regulation is becoming more complicated and more demanding across the globe. And on the other hand side, you have new emerging countries who are developing their own regulatory systems, their own regulatory landscape, and therefore this adds up to a significant workload burden that the companies have to keep the mature product portfolio compliant. And I think we all know that this compliance is a must, because otherwise this can very, very quickly lead to critical regulatory actions and thus to considerable financial impact for any company. So the key is to ensure regulatory compliance and reducing the product risk while still working with the cost constraints that are nowadays present in many organizations. That's because the regulatory maze in many parts of the world is thought to navigate, with unique rules and varied outcomes depending on national policies, issues, and bureaucratic processes. So to sustain that revenues and profit margin, companies must find an innovative and effective approach that can help them ensure the ongoing patient safety and compliance while continuing to meet ever-increasing and complex regulatory demands.
So what are the chief reasons to outsource, both historically and in light of current industry and regulatory trends?
I believe that it has always been, and it's still the case, that cost saving and flexibility remain a key reason to outsource. But there are now many more reasons to outsource. One in particular is the ability to tap into what we describe as knowledge wealth. Under this model, the company that outsources can also tap into a network of specialists. By having a foundation of expertise, knowledge, and innovation, outsourcing organizations are now able to deliver pharma companies new efficiencies that most companies can't achieve when they have the baggage of outdated and inefficient processes that were acquired maybe over many decades. Such a model ensures information is centrally available and managed by outsourcing partner, who is better able actually to adapt to new ways of working from a regional but also from a global perspective, especially when we think about those changing regulatory requirements that we just talked about. Consider also that the varied organizational structures and limited local resources that many companies are working with. So often companies do have their local colleagues in the market, but it is normally hard for them to manage on the one hand side the mature product portfolio and on the other hand side support all the launches, the new developments and everything, which is basically in addition ongoing for a pharma company. So the question here is, if not a partner could here provide a more tailored and better fitting outsourcing model, especially for the mature product portfolio. And I think this is a valid question, which could also be asked for the global level, where companies often have resource constraints as well. So bringing in an external global strategy and service provider to oversee the maintenance of the mature product portfolio will allow basically the internal employees on a local but also on a global level to focus their attention on the developments. In addition, the partner, when he offers this model, he basically also often implements cost-effective solutions, bringing in here primarily near and offshoring capacities.
Thank you for that, Stefan. Can we perhaps look more deeply at the trends driving this new wave of outsourcing and the benefits they bring to pharma companies?
Mm-hmm. I think at a high level, there are probably five overarching trends that are reshaping the outsourcing arrangements. The first is the opportunity to modernize processes and improve global collaboration. There is a push to standardize enterprise technology platforms, and by outsourcing, companies can close the loop across cross-functional teams and achieve a better coordination and optimization of the business processes. Second relates to the need to keep in step with this rapidly evolving regulatory environment, where data and documentation requirements have increased considerably, even for mature portfolios, which it was basically what we already discussed in the previous question. So this requires a large pool of skilled resources with the knowledge of the relevant regulations in the different regions, and outsourcing companies can then better navigate these complex and rapidly changing environments, since they have the expertise from many clients in the region. Third key trend is the need to better leverage organizational information across the regulatory safety and quality continuum. Through partners that bring in specialized expertise, companies can take advantage of new and emerging technologies, better manage regulatory information, adapt to evolving regulations, and respond to data and documentation requirements. This often leads to productivity gains and, of course, a more holistic view of the portfolio. Fourth is a shift on how work gets done. Having disparate functions and teams looking after individual activities in different markets can lead to fragmented data and documentation at different locations and, of course, at different time points. And we know that a lot of companies are struggling with this. A more coordinated multifunctional approach throughout outsourcing arrangements ensures that the product maintenance activities are managed as a continuum. The fifth element is the move to advanced technologies, such as automation, or so that companies can basically embrace the digital transformation. What makes the process more complex is that most pharmaceutical companies require that their new innovation and technology that they bring in is truthfully tested and validated, and it's quite an administrative burden to basically implement such a system. What outsourcing companies can do here is to help the companies to stay on top of this digital transformation without significant investment in infrastructure, as they often bring their own solutions and have gained experience with other clients on the systems.
There are obviously a number of organizational triggers to outsource. Are there ways in which companies should transition when outsourcing the mature portfolio?
I think that's a very important question and a key consideration for all companies who want to outsource, because while there may be ways to transition to partners very quickly, I truly believe that the best approach is a planned one with key performance indicators built in. You need to ensure that you have a multi-tiered governance structure and the oversight available to ensure check and balances and clearly outline roles and responsibilities for your product teams, but also for the upper management and implement steering committees. So this all is very important, but the most important thing from my perspective is that you have an effective communication and the change management. You need to plan for risks upfront and ensure, as we said, that there is this communication in place, which you can ensure via a communication plan so that all the right stakeholders are engaged at the right time. Outsourcing, I truly believe, must be handled like any other large change management program. If you don't do it, it's bound to fail.
Thank you for that, Stefan. Can you offer some must-dos when considering outsourcing the entire product portfolio versus, say, a single activity?
I think there are many key considerations that we need to look at here. And I would, first of all, recommend to build a checklist. So basically, what you need to do is you need to basically define in-scope and out-of-scope activities as well as priorities, outline the shared ownership of processes where those are applicable. As we said, introduce change management that will ensure that you have minimal disruption of the business, and of course, organize and integrate an integrated cross-functional team. One should not forget that you should conduct our ongoing KPI tracking and reporting, and so basically that the outsourcing company provides the agreed deliverables, and basically we have here that a better expectation management from both sides. It also makes sense to consider running activities in parallel when timelines are a priority, or to agree on a staggered approach when risk mitigation might be appropriate, or regulatory or safety requirements demand a more tactical staggered approach to the given process or product. Finally, I think one of the most important roles to help ensure strategic and support throughout the whole program is actually the program manager. This individual will oversee the governance structure to keep things on track efficiently and without compromising the quality. he or she will help to generate greater efficiencies through the introduction of automation, ensure this effective communication, which we just talked about, and of course, keep tracking and managing the KPIs.
Thank you for joining me today, Stefan, and for sharing your insights on the new outsourcing platform paradigm. Thank you also to our listeners. I hope you take some valuable information from this episode and apply it in one way or another to your business. Please make sure you subscribe so that you can join us for future podcasts.